CliffCentral.com.
You cannot expropriate Mabali in order to give Ben property. Similarly, you can't expropriate Ben to give Mabali property. The only time that you're allowed to expropriate people without compensation, or even just expropriate them full stop, is when it is in the public interest. Like, let's say, on Mabali's property, they need to build a military base, or an airport, or a security bunker, or something like that. Then they can say, look, Mabs, we're coming for your house. I'm sorry.
That's but you've got to go. You got
to
go.
That's exactly where we need to build
a
big tower for, I don't know, Angie Mocheca to sit in and scream, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. And if they can show their good reasons. I mean, this is what happened to my grandparents. They owned a farm up near the Hartbeespoort Dam. And the National Party government under Forster decided they needed to expropriate that property in order to build the Pelindaba nuclear plant. So they said to my grandparents, bye-bye, get off your property. We don't care that this house was built, you know, 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's your family property and all your family are buried up on that hill there. We don't care.
Yeah.
Get out because we're the government and we need this property for a nuclear plant. Can you imagine?
Sure.
To build bombs? Madness.
So that is currently how, you know, the expropriation bill, well, how it currently stands. Now, at the time that he was Chief Justice, Dikgang Moseneke had said that the Constitution is radical on property laws, was a word that he used. Hmm. He had said that government had failed to test the radical transformational reach of the idea of compensation for expropriation being based on the just and equitable principle. So this land expropriation topic, you know, still very much going to, you know, get people either nervous and some people excited. And then, of course, all the political leaders will try and jump in there and make it work in their benefit.
Let's just think about this for a second. You either believe in property law or you don't. If you don't believe in property law, there's no point in me taking property away from Ben and giving it to Mabali, because if she doesn't believe in property law, someone's going to take it from her.
Mm.
If you do believe in property law, you believe what you own, what you've earned, what you've paid for is yours. And I'm not allowed to take it away from you, or else that's criminal. That's called theft. Right? So similarly, if there was a situation where Ben was, for various reasons, occupying land that he was not allowed to occupy. Let's say that he had taken land illegally from Mabali's ancestors 70 years ago, and she could prove that. Then Mabali can go to Ben and say, look, you've got to give me this, at least some of this land. It's my ancestral land. I can prove that my ancestors lived here, blah, blah, blah. And then Ben gives up a piece of it. And there's an agreement. There's a fair and equitable thing that happens here. Now, Ben doesn't feel like he's been robbed because he got paid for it by the government. And Mabali doesn't feel like she's been robbed because she got the land that she feels is hers. Right?
Yeah, but what are the chances of that happening, though?
Sounds far too reasonable.
It's too reasonable because everybody's always going to feel ripped off on some level.
Well, I mean, this is the thing with, because, you know, you talk about either you believe in property law or you don't. But I imagine for a lot of South Africans, the topic of land is more emotional than anything else. And very few of us actually understand property law and won't bother trying to read up on it to understand it.
No, and it is emotive because then people go, yeah, give us back the land.
Yeah,
you know?
and there's going to be a winner and there's going to be a loser.
Imagine if we took all the land in South Africa and everybody got a piece of it. Those people who have a piece of the crappy Northern Cape where you can't grow anything, no one wants to live there.
Well, what currently happens on the crappy bits of lands? Like what happens there?
A lot of the biggest landowner in the country is?
Government.
Correct. Now, if they just parceled out parts of the land that they own, then I think they would already satisfy and alleviate a lot of this tension. But this idea of land, as Mabali's just said, is, and she's so right, it's emotional.
Mm.
People don't feel like they have any skin in the game. They're like, ah, this is my country, but I own nothing. If you own a piece of land, even if it's the size of this desk, you can borrow against that. You have some dignity. You need to own a piece of the earth. Otherwise, you're just a peasant farmer. You work for someone else. You're renting. You you need to own something. I think everybody should own a piece of land. And most of us have had to work for our piece of land, and some people have worked and never got their piece of land. But it's got to be just and equitable. And either you're going to believe in property law, in which case land is an issue, or you're not going to believe in property law, in which case everybody must just take whatever they want. And then it's pandemonium. Because how do you protect your land the next time around?
But I don't know that I even trust government then to be the overseer of things, or would that fall solely on the courts?
Well,
or would government be the one overseeing the whole?
Can you imagine?
I can't trust government.
Listen, the point is that even the president doesn't own his land. We've had this discussion before. I had Leon Lowe of the Free Market Foundation out here, 2 weeks ago? And we were talking about this very thing. The president doesn't own his land. The Zulu king owns his land.
So then why were we all up in arms about Nkandla then?
Because he's got a freehold or a leasehold on the property, which he basically gets from the Ngonyama Trust, and then he's allowed to build his own homestead on there. He used public funds to build that homestead. But the property doesn't belong to him. It's so messed up. So basically, the king of the Zulu is still a feudal lord.
It almost reminds me of the Queen of England.
It's exactly like that. Who still owns
Australia.
The king of the Zulu is still a feudal lord over most of northern KwaZulu-Natal. It's ridiculous. It's like the king of Swaziland is the owner of all the land in Swaziland. The king of Lesotho is the same thing. So in this country where we believe we're all citizens, not subjects, you should own a piece, even if it's the size of a postage stamp. You should own a piece of land. Should be everybody. But you can't just take it from someone else, because then it'll be taken from you. CliffCentral.com